come out there and make a nest and lay out on the land.
I see.
And they lay their eggs.
Uh-huh. And the kind of animal that goes like, has little pinchers like this that you'd find if, say, if you lifted up a little rock in a stream, you might find him under that. Little thing about this big.
That's a crawfish, ain't it?
Okay.
I fished with them a many time.
What about something that you might get from the ocean? It's a sea animal that it's you can get it at the store now in frozen fish. And sort of whitish. It's got a little shell to it.
A snail? No lobster?
I'm thinking of something else. They take these boats out and drag nets for them.
There must be oysters or shrimp.
Okay. And if
the shrimp's got a hard shell, oyster, and you can hack it. Uh-huh. And go to these places, you get a half oyster on the shell.
Mm-hmm. But talking about the shrimp, if you wanted some of those, you'd ask for a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. And kinds of insects now, the kind of insect that's attracted to light and tries to fly into a light.
I don't know, all kind of bugs.
Uh-huh.
Mosquitoes will go to a light, too.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of, if you grab them, the powder will come off in your hand?
That's a camelfly.
A what?
Camelfly, we call them.
Okay. And what about the kinds that'll get in your wool clothes?
Well, that's called a silver mole or something like that, silverfish, something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting to eat them up, too.
Uh-huh. Any other name? Any other type of
name? Oh, there's another name, but I can't call it.
Something that flies around?
I don't know where these flies are crawls.
They have moth.
Moth, yeah, that's what did I know to know that? Moth. Moths, they cut up your stuff.
Uh-huh. And what about the insect that has a little light in its tail?
That's a lightning bug.
Okay.
I seen some out there the other night in the yard.
Uh-huh. And the long, thin-bodied insect that it has two pairs of shiny wings to it.
It's a butterfly, ain't
it? Well,
there's something they call a skeeter hawk. It's got wings and a long tail.
Okay.
And it catches mosquitoes.
Uh-huh.
We call them skeeter hawks.
Yeah, that's
you tie a string to them and they'll fly right on off. We used to, as kids, catch them and tie a string to them and see them fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had to have something to play with.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, ants and bees and wasps.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow jackets.
The yellow jackets, where do they build their nest?
The yellow jacket generally builds it in the ground.
Uh-huh. What about
an old stump or something.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a big old nest like this?
Well, that yellow jacket, the bumblebees will do that too.
Uh-huh.
And yellow jackets will build, sometime will build them in a tree.
Uh-huh. What's about the worst thing that'll sting you?
Well, I don't know. I think the bumblebee sting would hurt the worst.
Uh-huh.
And then bees, regular honeybees, makes a... You know, they'll swarm and make a comb up in a tree.
Uh-huh. But you know, there's one that makes sort of a big nest, sort of like out of paper, you know?
A wasp?
I was thinking of hornets.
Well, yeah, there's hornets, yeah.
Do you have those around here?
Yeah. Hornets. Hornets and yellow jackets and wasps.
Uh-huh. What about something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud?
Well, that's a dirt dauber.
Okay.
You build them in the house if you can get in there.
Yeah.
Some built right here on the porch.
And what about a little tiny reddish insect that'll get on you if you, say, go blackberry picking?
Well, that's a red bug.
Okay.
I've had them on me a many times. I didn't go berry picking either. But you could just walk out in the woods. You're still around anywhere you go, and they'd get all over you if
uh-huh.
it was kind of wet.
And the kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
It's a grasshopper.
Have you ever heard those called hopper grass?
Most of the time we just call them grasshoppers.
Uh-huh.
June bugs.